بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون، صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers. Inshallah, today we'll discuss the topic on Khawf-e Akhirat. We had discussed previously Jannat, the bounties of Jannat, the different pleasures a person will enjoy in Jannat, and we discuss extensively Shauq-e Watan, the kitab written by the Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, to create the yearning in our hearts to attain the Jannat and look forward towards gaining entry into Jannat. But as we have mentioned many times previously, that al-Iman bayn al-Khawfi wal-Raja. Iman is between Khawf, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Raja, having hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Wasilullah rahmatullah alayhi has written a mazmoon, he has given a bayan, and he has mentioned gumrahi or ghaflat ka bunyadi sabab. What is the prime reason, the main cause for gumrahi, for misguidance, for being astray, and ghaflat, being heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why does the person become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We find ourselves many times, we become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become negligent. فرمایا کہ حضرات انبیاء علیہ السلام امت کے مقتدا اور پیشوا ہے، ان حضرات کے اقوال و افعال و احوال امت کے لیے سند و دلیل اور نمونہ ہے، اس لیے کہ ہم کو ان حضرات کی اقتداء اور تأسی کا حکم ہے. This is the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, and of course the greatest of all Nabis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. They were examples, they were models for us to follow. So the ummats, different ummats that came, they were expected to follow their Nabi. And we are expected to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. چنانچہ جس طرح ہم اور تمام معاملات میں انبیاء علیہ السلام کی اتباع کو ضروری سمجھتے ہیں، اسی طرح آخرت سے متعلق جو احوال ان حضرات کے تھے، ہمارے لیے اس میں بھی پیروی ضروری ہے. اگرچہ انبیاء علیہ السلام کی احوال کوئی امتی پہنچ نہیں سکتا، تاہم اپنے کو ان احوال سے متصف کرنا اور ان حضرات کے احوال کو اپنا نصب العین بنانا ہمارے لیے ضروری ہے. آج جو گمراہی ہو گئی ہے، اس کی وجہ یہی ہے کہ لوگوں نے آخرت سے متعلق احوال میں انبیاء علیہ السلام کی سیرت سے قطع نظر کر لیا ہے. So he says we have to follow these انبیاء علیہ السلام in all our matters. They are our leaders, they are our examples. And even though we cannot reach the level of their condition and the contact that they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qualities that they portrayed, we might not be able to reach that. But at least we are told to follow them. So we should exert ourselves and try our utmost to follow the beautiful examples of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Their example should be nasbul ayn, means in front of us. We take our guidelines, our guidance from their lives. So they are put in front of us. So we get some direction from their lives, how we should carry out our conduct ourselves. We look into the lives of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and we see that they had embedded in their hearts a worry, a concern for the akhirat. Look at all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Look at the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will never find that in their lives they were devoid of any concern of the akhirat. Never. In every Nabi of Allah, and especially Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that they had worry about the final abode, the final destination. and that was the Akhirat. So we cannot leave this out. We cannot abandon this. Na awam hi jante hai. You see, today, what is the reason for this gumrahi that we find? What's the reason for ghaflat? Because the general masses do not know about the conditions of akhirat. Aur na ulama hi unko batlate hai. And even the ulama are not even showing them this. Halanke, khauf aur raja, jannat aur dozakh ki halat ke ilm, bunyadi cheez hai. Whereas, having fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, paradise, jannat, jahannam, hellfire, all these things, the knowledge of this is vital. It is vital. Zahir hai, ke jab usooli aur bunyadi cheezo ka ilm rukhsat ho jayega, to gumrahi to aam ho hi jayegi. If these pivotal things, these important things, if they are not found in our lives, we don't talk about Jannat, we don't talk about Jahannam, we don't talk about Akhirat. So what's going to happen if we don't have fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We don't talk about Raja in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then these fundamental things, when they are not found, then obviously we're going to find that people will then become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore he says, انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام تشریف لائے تھے پس جس شعبے میں ان کی سیرت کو ترک کیا جائے گا وہ شعبہ فاسد ہو جائے گا. These انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام who came into the world and we have their lives in front of us, any portion of their lives if we choose to leave out, then we will find that that aspect in our lives we will have a serious problem. And therefore, if you look at the whole life of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the various Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. So we look at the Sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every shu'aba, every branch of his life, every facet of his life, how he dealt with his wives, how he dealt with the fellow human being, how he dealt with the neighbors, how he conducted himself when he did business dealings, transactions, neighbors' rights, the young, the old, the rulers, the citizens, how he conducted himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what khawf he had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith it is mentioned, كَيْفَ أَنْعَمْ. How can I enjoy myself in this world when I know very well that the angel Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam has already placed the horn in his mouth, waiting for the command of Allah Ta'ala to come to blow that horn, trumpet. Now this is who is Rasulullah is saying this. كيف أنعم. How can I enjoy myself? Therefore, as Mullah Wasfullah Rahman says, Allah ka khawf. Suniye. Allah Ta'ala ka khawf, yani Allah Ta'ala ki narazgi ka khawf, Allah Ta'ala ki ghazab ka khawf, uski dozakh aur uski azab ka khawf. Ye khawf har zamane mein shi'ar ibadullah salihin, yani Allah Ta'ala ki nek bandu ka khususi wasf raha hai. We find that the ibadullah, the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the salihin, the pious ones, in all of them we find this featuring their lives. What? Khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when this khawf is not there, then who will bother about his salat? Or you read, becomes qaza, or he misses it. He's not bothered because there's no khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he comes to discharging zakat, he'll give or don't give, it doesn't make a difference to him, because there's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan comes, he might keep roza, he might not keep roza. Why he won't keep? Because there's no khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj has become fard on him, he's got the means, there's no obstacles, there's no hindrances, there's no problem, he's got no sharia excuse, still he's not performing hajj, there's no khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Business dealings, he will cheat, he will deceive. Why? There's no khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the story of Umar radiallahu ta'ala when he's patrolling the streets of Medina and he overhears a conversation between mother and daughter. And we all have heard this incident before. But what's the lesson behind this? When the mother is telling the daughter that add water to the milk so we can have more bottles of milk and we can sell and make more money. The quantity will increase by you adding some water to the milk. She says, no, but haven't you heard what Amir Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu has commanded? We shouldn't do such things. So somebody says, we are Amir Mu'mineen is here now. He's not here. So what are you worried about? So the daughter replied, if Amir Mu'mineen is not here, but the Ilah of Umar is present. Allah is present. So this was the khawf the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain had. And you know, finally, Umar radiallahu anhu sends a proposal on behalf of his son for this girl, and in that project is Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi. So this khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every pious servant, every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Allah ta'ala irshad farmate hai, yarjuna rahmatahu wa yakhafuna azaba. Allah ta'ala talks about those people who were being worshipped by the people of that time. For example, Isa alayhi salatu salam, Uzair alayhi salatu salam, they were great nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But some people began worshipping them. Some people began worshipping Isa alayhi salatu salam. They took him as their ma'bud. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ And Uzair alayhi salatu salam was also being worshipped by some people. And some people even started worshipping the jinn. Allah ta'ala talks about them in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدَعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ Oh, these people who they are worshipping, in other words, they're worshipping Isa alayhi salatu salam and the jinn. So they themselves, يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ They are hoping for Allah's mercy. They are asking Allah to shower mercy, His mercy upon them. وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ They themselves are fearing Allah's azab. So how can then they be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can they be worshipped? So regarding them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have this quality that they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have hopes in Allah ta'ala's mercy. So this shi'ar, this feature is found in every single pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have hope in Allah's mercy and also they fear Allah ta'ala's wrath, Allah ta'ala's azab. یعنی اللہ تعالیٰ کے جو خاص بندے ہیں ان کا حال بیان فرماتے ہیں کہ وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت سے امید رکھتے ہیں اور اس کے عذاب سے ڈرتے ہیں اسی طرح ایک جگہ پہلے so these people are who they are having hope in Allah تعالیٰ's mercy and the fearing Allah's azab. Another place in the Quran Majid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Surah Mulk where Allah talks about the condition of the disbelievers اور اس کے عذاب سے ڈرتے ہیں now in the آخرت when they are being inflicted by the punishment of Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam. Now what do they say? Now they make i'tiraf of the guna. فَاَعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ Now they confess over the wrongs that they did in this world. They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ Woe be to the people of Jahannam. It's too late. This iqrar, this confession, is not accepted. A person confesses his wrong before punishment, he makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives him. As he's been given the punishment, now it's too late. You fail the test. Now you confess and acknowledge it is too late. So Allah Ta'ala says, آخرت میں پہنچ کر یہ لوگ بھی اعتراف ذم گناہوں کا اقرار کریں گے لیکن اس سے کیا نفع؟ What's the benefit of this now? فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُحْقَ لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ غرض اپنی جرم کا اقرار کریں گے سو اہل دوزخ پر لعنت ہے لیکن مؤمنین کے بارے میں فرمایا کہ ان کی مغفرت ہوگی But Allah Ta'ala talks about the believers that Allah will forgive the believers یہ اپنے رب سے غائبانہ ڈرتے ہیں The believers without seeing the Allah they still have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala They firmly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ These are the one who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بالغيب means without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite not seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe that Allah has prepared a jannat. They believe that Allah has prepared a jahannam. They believe Allah will punish them if they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ Allah says for them is forgiveness and a great reward. بے شک جو لوگ اپنے پروردگار سے بے دیکھے ڈرتے ہیں ان کے لیے مغفرت اور اجر عظیم ہے. اس سے معلوم ہوا کہ کام آنے والی چیز آخرت کا وہ خوف ہے جو دنیا میں ہو. This means that that خوف of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will benefit a person is that خوف that they have in this world. The fear they have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, that is the fear that will help them in the akhirat. The fear that a person has of Allah in the akhirat, that won't avail him. مؤمنین کی وصف میں یؤمنون بالغیب فرمایا گیا، یعنی اللہ اور آخرت پر غائبانہ طور سے ایمان لاتے ہیں، آنکھوں سے نہیں دیکھا مگر دل سے تصدیق کرتے ہیں. They haven't seen Allah with the eyes, but they firmly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the heart. چنانچہ ایک دوسرے مقام پر یصدقون بیوم الدین بھی فرمایا. In other place Allah ta'ala talks about the believers that they firmly believe, they testify in the day of qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized about akhirat and having khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam had the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba ikram had the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in so many of his du'as, you will find that when a person reads those du'as, it's only khawf of Allah, khawf of Allah that he had. In one hadith, it is mentioned one du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَسْأَلُكَ بِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ الَّذِي أَشْرَقَتْ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَبِكُلِّ حَقٍّ هُوَ لَكَ وَبِحَقِّ السَّائِلِينَ عَلَيْكَ أَن تُقِيلَنِي وَأَن تُجِيرَنِي مِنَ النَّارِ بِقُدْرَتِكَ. It's a long du'a, but in this portion of the du'a, Rasulullah asks, oh Allah, you save me and you protect me from the fire of Jahannam. It is mentioned every day Rasulullah will read, اللهم أجرني من النار اللهم أجرني من النار اللهم أجرني من النار. Hey Allah, you save me from the fire of Jahannam. Now this is who? Rasulullah who was ma'asoom, committed no sins. And despite that, he has khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اسی طرح another دعا، اللهم اني اعوذ برضاك من سخطك. Oh Allah, ask your protection through your pleasure from your anger. وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك. And ya Allah, I'm asking you for protection from your punishment. واعوذ بك منك. And I'm asking you to save me from your punishment. لا احصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك. I cannot truly praise you. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. So there are so many du'as like this where Rasulullah himself is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him from Jahannam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ki du'a aur khawf akhirat, we find the exact thing. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he say? Rabbi habli hukma wal hikmi bi salihin. Ya Allah, you joined me with the pious ones. وَجَعَلْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ وَاغْفِرْ لِي أَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِينَ. He said, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah, do not disgrace me. Do not humiliate me on the day of Qiyamah. And he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with Jannat. So these were the du'as Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made, the Salaf al-Salihin made. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi ka khawf akhirat. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi ne ek bar Isha ki namaz parhi. Imam ne نماز میں سورہ اذا زلزلت پر ہی جس کے آخر میں ہے فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So the imam had read surah zilzal. We hear it many times in namaz, nothing happens to us, but there's one verse: whoever does any action of good equivalent in weight to an atom, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah, he will see the reward of it on the day of Qiyamah. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil, he will see the effects of it on the day of Qiyamah. Uska matlab ye hai ki jo shakhs dunya mein zarra barabar neki karega, aakhirat mein usse dekh lega. Isi tarah jo shakhs zarra barabar burai karega, usko dekh lega. Namaz khatam hone par sab log to ghar chale gaye. After namaz, everybody went home. Lekin Imam sahab rahmatullah alayhi isha ke baad se lekar, from after Isha, he said, Subah tak, right till the morning, right till Fajr, inhi ayato ko duhrate rahe. He kept on repeating the same verses. Aur apni dari ko pakar kar rote rahe. He held his beard and he kept on crying profusely the entire night. Aur yahi kehte rahe, And he continues saying, کہ اے وہ ذرات جو ذرہ برابر نیکی کا بدلہ نیکی سے دے گی وہ ذرہ برابر بدی کا بدلہ سزا اور عذاب سے دے گی اپنے بندے نعمان کو دوزخ سے نجات دے دی asking Allah, Ya Allah, you save me, save Nu'man from the azab, from your azab. There's another incident very similar. Imam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi cried for the entire night. Who was Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi? In fiqh, most of us, we follow Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi. And if you read about his piety, and his taqwa, and the wara he had, and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his ibadat, his faqahat, his brilliance, his tawadu, his humility. He was a very great person. Despite having such ta'alluq with such a great person, such a caliber, high caliber person, he said had great fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you find this in all the imams. Every imam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, all of them had this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Mawlana Wasil rahmatullah says, آپ سے کہتا ہوں کہ کیا یہ بات اثر لینے کی نہیں ہے کہ انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بزرگوں کی حالت لوگوں کو سناؤ کیوں اثر نہ ہوگا ضرور اثر ہوگا He says, why should it not have an effect if we talk about incidents of انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام the صحابہ اکرام the صلف صالحین the pious people and the beautiful incidents in their lives when they wept the whole night The fear they had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why shouldn't it have an effect on us? It will definitely have an effect. We got to sit and listen with an open mind. And if we just leave out these incidents, and we don't hear about akhirat, we do not hear about the khawf of akhirat what these people have, then obviously there will be fasad in our lives. That's how corruption comes into this ruh and the soul. Because there's no concern of akhirat. There's no fear of Hisab kitab. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى That person who fears the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Ar-Rahman, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَان That person who has the khawf that one day I have to stand all alone before my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be nobody to intervene, nobody to help me, nobody to assist me, nobody to interpret whatever I want to see. It's just me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person's father can come, no mother can come, no child, no ustad, no sheikh, no person. Every person will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone. So if a person has this in front of him, and this khawf comes into his heart, then it will become a deterrent from committing so many sins. He's about to commit the sin, and immediately he'll think that I will stand all alone before my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat Mawlana Wasil Rahmatullah writes here, he says that deen, what is deen? What is deen? He says, actually deen is hayat qalbi. When this qalb that we have, this heart that we have, it must be alive. It must not be spiritually dead. And how does a person make this qalb? How does he give it life? He gives it life by having fikr of the akhirat. When a person has fikr for akhirat, the moment you talk about akhirat, what are you talking about? Qiyamat, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you realize that there's a great person, great zat, and that is your malik, he is your khaliq, he is your raziq. He is somebody who you are answerable to. And he is going to question you. He's going to ask you how you spent your life. How did you acquire your money? How did you spend your wealth? How did you utilize your body? How did you practice on the knowledge you acquired? And Allah Ta'ala will ask you several questions. So the person has this consciousness in him that my Allah, I've got to answer to him. So immediately, he's now going to bring some life in his heart. And when there's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no fear of akhirat, person becomes completely heedless, then he'll do as he wishes, as he pleases, because there's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that happens, then obviously there'll be no nur left in his heart, because he'll be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll become a slave of his nafs, his desires, his passions. So he'll be killing his spirituality. All the nur that he had accumulated by way of namaz, which he may be reading zakat, etc., now and then he may be doing some ibadat, but the nur is not going to stay for long. And he's going to actually kill that spiritual soul of his. It will become dead. And as I see, we have the structure of deen today. Person comes for namaz, we read namaz, we give zakat, we are doing some type of ibadat. But there's no jaan in that ibadat. There's no life in that ibadat. And that is why a person says, I'm reading namaz for so long. I'm making tahajjud, I'm making zikr, but I'm not feeling anything. Why? Because there's no jaan in that amal of his. So, qalb mein hayat paida karna hoga. A person has to bring this life in his heart. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah farmate hai ki ek buzurg ne kuch larkon ko idhar udhar haste hue phirte dekha. Farmaya unko dekho, abhi maut baki hai, pulzirat baki hai, Allah Taala ke samne khara hona baki hai, aur ye log has rahe hain. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah one buzurg was seeing some youngsters. They were playing around and making a big din and laughing and screaming. He said, "Arey yaar, enjoying themselves, screaming and shouting and laughing. They still got maut to face. They still got pul sirat to cross. They still got to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they got time to waste in frivolity and just laughing and joking." So Hazrat Mawla Wasiullah Rahmatullah writes, he says, "Maine jab ye waqia Hazrat Rahmatullah suna, to apne dil mein kaha, ki humne madrasay mein bhi in cheezon ko padha tha. Lekin jab Hazrat Rahmatullah se is tarike se suna, tab un par iman lane ki haqeeqat samajh mein aayi. Baat ye hai ki khauf raja, khashiyat muhabbat, ye sab qalb ki sifat hai. Yani unka mahal qalb hai, lisan ki sifat nahi." Hazrat Mawla Wasiullah Rahmatullah is a very great khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. He says, when we heard this little incident from Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, and when he used to speak about khuf Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, we did the same ahadith in madrasa, we learned all these things in these waqiyas, incidents, we came across sahaba, but nothing really happened. Because that time it was just on our tongues. We were merely narrating those narrations and ahadith, but there was no effect on the heart. Now we're listening, the manner in which Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, of course, they were our reservoirs of ikhlas, they had noor in their heart. So it must have that type of effect. He says, now when we pondered the same ahadith which we did so many years before and had no effect then, now it had a different effect in our hearts. And the reason for this is now there's hayat in the qalb. When that heart is dead, then no effect will come. And he says, how you get this? Lihada unki haqiqat usi waqt samajh mein aati hai jab qaul ke saath saath qalb ka haal bhi shamil ho jaye. So with the narration that you're hearing and you are saying it, but your heart also is spiritually charged, then it has a different effect. Khanqah Tana Bhawan ki masjid mein ek sahib hal ki girya uzari. They say in the Tana Bhawan, Khanqah Tana Bhawan, where Tani Rahmatullah Ali used to stay, and he had his khanqah there. So, Thana Bhawan mein ek martaba Hazrat Rahmatullah namaz parkar masjid se bahar tashreef laaye. After namaz, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali came out of the masjid. Abhi kuch log andar namaz par hi rahe the. There are some people still busy, nafil namaz. Andar se kisi sahab ke rone ki awaz aayi. And they could hear one person is now crying. So, he started crying and the sound became louder. So, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali asked somebody to check who is it. In fact, because the effects of this crying of the person or the crying of this person affected Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah himself. Hazrat Rahmatullah par bhi unki rone ka athar par gaya. Raja farmaya, kaun sahab hai? Logon ne arz kiya ki Hazrat Shah sahab hai. He was known as Shah sahab. Farmaya unko yahan bula dijiye, call him here. Jab wo aaye, Hazrat Rahmatullah ne unse pucha ki Shah sahab, kya baat hai? Why are you crying? What happened? So he replied, Hazrat, dozakh ke khauf se. It is with the fear of Jahannam. And suddenly he was overwhelmed, he was genuinely gripped with fear of Jahannam. Hazrat ne unhe bithaya. Hazrat bin Sitt, Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, he was known as Hakim. Hakim al-Ummat, rahmatullahi alayhi, Mujaddid al-Millat. Until we don't read the works of Hazrat Thani, rahmatullahi alayhi, we will never ever appreciate who this person was. Hazrat ne unhe bithaya, made him sit. Glass mein pani mangwaya, got some water. Usko dam karke farmaya. Lijiye, usko pee lijiye. Told him, drink it. Now Hazrat Mawlana Wasil Ahmad writes, malum nahi, kya par kar phun diya. That straight away, the moment he drank the water, sukoon. He got sukoon. Don't know what Hazrat read, but he got sukoon immediately. Ye Shah sahab, Hazrat Haji sahab, qaddasallahu sirrahu ki murid de. This Shah sahab was also a very great person. He was Haji Imdadullah Ramgad Murid. That was his appeal by Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Rahmat farmate te, ki maine akhirat ka aur dozakh ka aisa khauf is zamane mein dekha nahi. Hazrat Thani Rahmat writes, he said, I didn't see any person having such fear of akhirat than this person here. So like this, respected brothers and elders, we have just one or two incidents and we'll terminate inshallah of what fear the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in had, the Salaf Salihin had, the Tabi'in had. We mentioned already few of these examples. They say the statement of Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala concerning the reason for people being oblivious of the Akhirat. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala reports that they were on a journey with Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala. These are all great Sahaba. When he heard people talking and having eloquent discussions, he said, oh Anas, what benefit is there for me in that? Come, let us engage in the dhikr of Allah, because it seems like those people can even skin a person with their tongues. He then asked, oh Anas, what has made the people delay in matters of the Akhirat? What has made them oblivious of it? So Anas radiallahu anhu replies, he sees the desires and shaitan, obviously nafs and shaitan. As Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said, no, by Allah, it is because the world is before them and the Akhirat is still to come. Had they witnessed the Akhirat, they would never turn away from it and never incline towards the world. Then there is a verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Hajj, opening verses. Ya ayyuhannasu ittaqu rabbakum, inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. O people, fear the punishment of your Rabb by obeying His commands. The earthquake of the day of Qiyamah is a tremendous thing indeed. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. On that day you will see people so frightened and so worried that every nursing mother will forget her suckling infant. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And every pregnant woman will abort her unborn child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You will see people in a drunken stupor, although they will not be drunk. But they will be in this condition because they will realize that Allah's punishment is severe. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. That Allah Ta'ala's punishment is so severe. Now we need to read these verses again and again. Otherwise we become complacent. We will forget there is an Akhirat coming. We will forget there is a master of the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. In Surah Zumar. In fact, before that Allah even says in one verse, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, soon you will pass away. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. They will also pass away. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. Then on the day of Qiyamah, you will all bring cases against each other in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will come and bring cases to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding this person, he cheated me, he deceived me, he killed me unjustly, he took my rights. Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, the famous incident that he weeps the entire night because of a verse concerning Jahannam wa in minkum illa wariduha. He said he cried so much that his wife also began to cry. So he asked her, what are you crying for? So she said, I don't know, your crying is making me cry. And he says, why are you crying? So he said this verse that every one of you shall pass it, referring to Pul Sirat. Every single person has to cross Pul Sirat. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. This is a decreed command of Allah. Allah has taken a promise upon Himself that every single person has to cross Pur Sirat. There's a nice incident of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala's fear for the day of Qiyamah. He said, Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala for a loan of 4,000 dirhams. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, also from Ashar Mubashara, extremely wealthy. And he was very generous. In fact, Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala was from Makkah, Muhajir, came to Medina, and Rasulullah had paid the Sahaba, the brothers, and he told the Ansar that you must share your wealth with your Muhajir brother. The Ansar gave half their wealth to the Muhajir brother. Abdurrahman bin Auf said, no, I'm not in need of this. Just show me where the marketplace and I will do my business. And Alhamdulillah, he started and he became very, very wealthy. So Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf sent a message back with the messenger that came from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala should take the loan from the Baytul Mal, the public treasury, and pay it back later. When this message reached him, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala felt it very difficult to do so. Later on, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala met Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, he asked him, are you the one who said I should take the money from Baytul Mal? Should I die before the caravan returns, you would say, Amir al-Mu'mineen had taken the money, let us waive it. I shall then be taken to task for it on the day of Qiyamah. How would I answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? Because that was from the Baytul Mal, belonged to the people. Public treasury. Now imagine, those people who are in organizations, madrasas, masjid, other organizations, and you're in charge of this treasury. And sometimes a person may use from there. Now what guarantee he's got that he's going to see the day and pay off everything? Those things don't belong to us. Those are all amanat. A person has to be so careful, so careful, so careful. But because people become very lax in these things, and they're not concerned about akhirat, khuf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so people then just take these things for granted. May Allah ta'ala forgive us, may Allah ta'ala protect us. You know, there are verses in the Holy Quran where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this verse has made my hair turn grey or turn white. When Allah ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exactly how you have been commanded by me, now you must remain steadfast. You must move on that road of Sirat al-Mustaqim. So Rasulullah would be so careful, so concerned, and so wary of going slightly off that mark which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to be. He was always on Sirat al-Mustaqim. But then he would exert himself, and therefore he would have such fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other incidents of Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. If we read the Hayat of Sahaba, we will see so many where Sahaba would cry entire night. And the fear they had of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah and answering for all the deeds and answering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to huququllah and also huququl ibad. One is a person is making sure that as far as Allah's rights are concerned, he's fulfilling Allah Ta'ala's rights. He made his hajj properly, his zakat, everything above board. When it comes to huququl ibad, then the person is not bothered about it. He hasn't paid off loans for years, and the person is waiting for the loans. He wants to build his own house. He needs to go on a journey. He needs to pay for his own children, education, whatever it is. He doesn't have the money. Why? Certain person hasn't paid off it. That's why he's mentioned in hadith, matarul ghaniyyi zulmun. That a person who has the means of paying, and still he delays in payment of those debts, then that is zulm in the eyes of Sharia. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah Ta'ala give us that khawf. In one dua of Rasulullah ﷺ, it is mentioned so beautiful. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Oh Allah, give me, distribute for me, give me that amount of your fear that will become a barrier between me and your disobedience. In other words, I must have that amount of khawf in my heart that will cause me to refrain from disobeying you. May Allah Ta'ala give us that khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again.
Khauf does not mean now we don't smile at our wives and whole night we're going to cry because our hearts are very weak, we'll get sick, we'll end up in hospital. But Nasbul Ain means this. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or standing before Allah ta'ala, that consciousness must always be there. So whether we are doing some business dealing, whether we are on holiday, whether we in the masjid, public, privacy, always we know that we have to answer, there'll be a day of reckoning, and Allah ta'ala is watching us, and we have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, when the entire mankind will be watching us. Everybody will be watching us. Your wife will be there, your children, your parents, your ustad, your friends, your relatives. And imagine the humiliation on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala protect us. The dhillat, the humiliation of this world is ahwan. It is lighter than the humiliation of the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala save us from humiliation of both the worlds. May Allah give us honor and izzat in both the worlds. But may Allah Ta'ala give us the khashiyat and khawf of akhirah. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. أستغفر الله العظيم.